Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everyone! Welcome to our Christmas special here at Loose Lips. And of course, it's with me, Robin Richford.
And me, Sophie Brown.
I know, you can probably hear them. Give it a jingle.
I know, I'm worried it's going to pick it up. We've got Aunt Leah ears on, guys. Aunt Leah? I keep saying Aunt Leah, mixing the antler and the ear.
Are you joking? Is that a thing?
No.
No, they're just antlers. No, antler. What are they?
Reindeer.
Reindeer?
Antlers.
Antlers.
Yeah, but
antlers.
I keep saying antlers. Antlers. Which they kind of are, antler ears. Antlers. I can't speak.
I feel like you're going proper Scottish, adding syllables that aren't there.
Yeah.
That's such a Scottish thing.
Is it really?
You know? Yeah. We've got a little Christmas drink. Cheers.
Cheers. It's a shame it's not like eggnog or something. Do you know what I mean? Christmassy. It's not. Mine's gin.
Mine's a pina colada. That's actually a proper summer's drink, isn't it?
I love pina colada. Coconut flavoured. Like, I will get coconut rum on the rocks.
Oh, nice.
It's so nice. I know you think, oh, Malibu, but actually there's like Coco Canoe. There's like all different. I mean, I would have Malibu, but like there's like really nice ones that you can have.
Yeah. Do you know what, actually? I actually just got like a cream kind of like Bailey's like liqueur thing. That's so Christmassy, isn't it?
I only have Bailey's at Christmas. I saw someone say that the other day. They were like, it's Bailey's season. Like, I don't have it any other time. Yeah. But as soon as it's Christmas, the other day, who knows when it was, I was back home. We opened the cupboard and me and my dad were laughing because my mum honestly had about five different bottles of Bailey's in there. And they've all been opened at like different times. Like, love they're that. Probably not all right.
Well, that's the thing, because it's got milk in it. Yeah. I didn't think of that. It had a whole thing and it was like, once it's opened, you had to consume between? Oh my God. Oh, the pina colada's kicking in. This is not good. We're proper in the festive season and we just wanted to basically have a little Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've come so far, Soph.
We have. I get emotional. No, it's been... Well, we started this year, didn't we? It's been just under a year, but we don't get to record in person that often.
I know. Yeah, we're in Manchester right now with our Aunt Leah ears.
It's weird actually looking at you.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm used to looking at myself on the screen.
Right, this is really funny actually, right? So we're in the studio, right? And there's basically a little screen where you can see like the different cameras. And Soph's like, Robs, can you just have the camera or the screen on you? Because if you don't, I'm just going to spend the whole time looking at myself.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's other people that would do that. I'll be distracted by my own face. Yours, not so much.
Rude.
No, you look stunning. I just don't need to see. I've got you in front of me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
I can't see myself. I'm just going to have to chance it.
I can't believe it's Christmas. What's your favourite thing, would you say, about Christmas?
I think it's changed as I've got older. Like, as soppy as it is, I think it is genuinely spending time with family and friends. Like the quality time, especially because I live in Manchester. Yeah. I live away from home. So it's nice to go back, spend that time. Like, I'm not asked about the gifts and stuff anymore. But again, not to say it again, but I don't have a boyfriend. So I don't get like partner gifts. Well, we spoke about this before, didn't we? Like, yeah, they're the best ones, really, aren't they?
No, I know what you mean. But I also think as well, like, I don't know, I feel like I've got to an age, and this sounds really bad, but I feel like I've got to an age that, see, if I want something, I just get it.
That's the other thing, right?
Not that I, like, can afford everything I ever want. I don't mean that.
I get what you, like, my brother the other day, I asked him what he wanted. Oh my God, how adorable was this? I asked my brother what he wanted for his birthday.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just want some quality time with you. Like, I don't, you know, get to spend. I literally was, he was like, I'd love to have a meal with you. I would actually get emotional. I was like, well.
What did you say? You need to ask my agent for that one.
Yeah, you can book it in with my PA. No, but to be fair, I'm seeing him soon. My family are coming up to Manchester for the first time. And we're going to have.
For the first time?
Yes, like all together. Oh, my mum's been up. My brother's been up. My dad's never come up to see me in the 7 years that I've lived here.
Why has he never come?
I don't know, really. I see him when I'm back home. It's not that he wouldn't. We've just spoken about it before and it's never happened. Like, my mum will come and stay with me in my flat. If my parents come up together, they'd get a hotel or whatever. So it's different. Yeah. You know, my mum can just pop up. And my dad is the first to be like, yes, you go see Sophie, you go.
Do you know what? My dad's quite like, he doesn't love like big cities. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So like when I was in London, it was really like a special occasion if, you know what I mean, if my dad came down.
I think my dad's the same, to be honest. He doesn't really want to be coming up like the hustle and bustle of the city. Like they don't, I'm trying to think what to even do with them. Monday to Wednesday, they're coming up. We've got two restaurant bookings. I've sorted that. But I'm like, what are we going to do in the day? Because they're not going to want to go around the Christmas markets and stuff.
Why not?
They just won't.
Well, they're not.
I don't think so. Maybe my brother wouldn't mind, but like my mum and dad would just find it a bit
too
many people
market.
And stuff.
Don't you love a Christmas market?
They're a bit of shit though, aren't they?
Really? Do you think?
I mean, once you've seen them, you've kind of seen
them.
Oh
no, I love it so.
I tell you when I used to like it, when I used to work and after work you go for like a drink at the Christmas markets. That was cute. It's so busy.
No, I know. And you do pay like what? Like 20 quid for a mulled wine?
Yeah, because you pay for the fucking mug as well.
What are you talking about?
You pay for the mug as well.
What mug?
So if you go buy like, this is in like the Piccadilly Gardens one.
Yeah.
You'll buy your hot chocolate or your mulled wine or whatever. Yeah, and you pay £3.50 for the flipping mug. And they pay it back to you. I'm pretty sure it's in cash or whatever. So you always lose money. So if you pay on card, you end up spending, if it's a fiver for the drink, like £8.50.
Yeah.
And then if you bring back your mug to get another drink, you get the money like as cash. So you always kind of lose out. Do you know what I mean? You always pay.
Yeah.
Unless you want to keep the mug, of course you can, but
you're not
having
Christmas spirit here, so.
Yeah, sorry. Well, come on, the tree's up since we last spoke.
Oh, brilliant. Do you know what? She actually did send me a little picture of the tree and it's very, very cute.
Isn't it?
I felt like a proud mom. I was like, she's done it.
I tell you what, it does make, I tell you, fair enough. It makes a difference. Fair enough.
It does make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really does.
I can see them. I live in like a apartment block and you can see them in everybody's windows just
see,
twinkling away. So I was like, I have to for the people.
For
the people.
What people?
Looking up at the windows.
You're going to be like one of those women, you know, the old women. I don't know if you've seen them, but they put their curtains round the wrong way. So like, it's
sorry,
you know the women, right? So there's basically women in this world. I'm don't and
you
men.
Keep saying women. So
I'm sure it's women and men, right? But I can see the type of women, right? But what it is instead of having your curtains like facing inwards, as in like the pretty bit is like into your house. It's like they put the pretty bit like out.
Is it not the same on both sides? Are people buying cheap curtains, or is it not the same?
So say you got a blind, right? It's got a bow on it.
Okay.
My blinds don't have bows. But say it did, then they have the bow on the outside and like looking out to the people.
Yeah.
So that's you.
I see what you mean.
You're decorating your house for the people rather than yourself. Well, I always find that weird.
But they say that about a lot of things. It's like tattoos and stuff. Do you get it written so it's to you or to people that
see,
can see it?
So confusing.
Do you wear the ring so that you can see the ring? Do you wear the ring for the people if it's got like something on it? It's interesting. And I think that's probably, I reckon you're probably quite narcissistic if you do it to yourself.
Do you think?
And then if you're the other way, it probably means that, you know.
Me.
You.
No, to be fair.
No, I don't.
I think I am.
It is a thing, though. I think it's interesting. But I think if you're wearing something, you want to be able to see it.
Yeah, because I think, what's the point otherwise?
You don't wear a watch and show other people the time.
Oh my God, that is so true.
Just saying.
Yeah, but you do put a tree up for other people, don't you, so?
No, very much For moi, yes. No, I did. And it was little effort. It already had the snow tips on it and the berries and stuff. So it was cute. Oh, pre-decorated. Yeah. And then I put some lights on it.
I'm so
and
it is,
and I've got two nutcrackers. And then I wanted to get some Christmas candles.
So nutcrackers are the people, right?
Yes. The standalone.
Yes.
And they actually do. They actually, because the whole point is they were for cracking nuts, I believe.
Really?
Well, just from the Nutcracker characters.
I'm no, pretty sure they're from the ballet.
Sorry. Yeah. No, no.
No?
No. They've got, they look like kings almost, like they're the statues. But you can open the backs, open and close the backs, but I think maybe that's more for opening their mouths because mine move. Anyway.
I don't know how we've gone to this. What we're supposed to be talking about is our favourite Christmas memories. What is your favourite Christmas memory?
God.
It's hard, isn't it? Do you know what I love, right? So my family have this tradition, right? And we still do it to this day. And I think it's because my sister came around a little bit later. Santa was reincarnated in our house. Do you know what I mean? So we used to do this thing and we still do it literally now, which is actually wild at my age. Anyway, we sit at the top of the stairs. Like all the kids sit at the top of the stairs. Dad goes down, puts some music on, and then mum goes down into the living room, puts her head around, she's like, he's been.
Stop.
I swear, and the funniest thing, last year we had my partner, my brother's partner, and obviously like, you know, all late 20s, early 30s, and my sister who's like 12, and we're sat in her matching pajamas.
Oh, stop.
At the top of the stairs. And honestly, Mark, my partner, looked at me like, what in the actual is going on in here? And I was like, no, you got to do it. Has Santa been? We don't know if Santa's been until mum's told us, you know?
Oh, that's cute though. See, the fact that you've got a much younger sibling, I think that ignites so much because we're all like older in our family now. Like we've got little cousins.
Yeah.
But we're not always, like I'm not with them on Christmas Day really. And I'm not with them this year. I'm with them on Boxing Day.
Nice.
But like, we're all kind of like grown now. Like me and Will are still the kids of the family and I'm almost 28. Yeah, so it's you know, but...
I loved it though as a kid. I remember that feeling.
Oh, you couldn't, I'm sorry, you can never get that back. So like best Christmas memory, I just think, I remember in our old house, Woodside, we were, I remember they'd do the flower and then my dad would get his shoes, obviously, I thought it was Santa, and press them into the flower.
It was
because we had a proper fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really old house. No like central heating or anything. And well, they had to have that installed after a very long time. They had nothing in there. Proper old house.
Oh my God.
And with the fireplace. They used to stamp the things. Yeah. Oh, Christmas was, it used to be cute. I think when the magic goes, it does change a lot, doesn't it?
It's hard, isn't it?
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me.
We've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
I remember one year when I was probably at that age, you know, when you're like pretending Santa, you still think Santa's, you know what I mean, around. Just to where someone might be listening with kids. But yeah, you know when you're like kind of at that kind of age where you're like still kind of not playing up to your mum, but you're kind of, you know what I mean? And so I remember being at that age and my mum's so chaotic, a little like me, and she always forgets a present every single year without fail. She forgets to put a present out. And then you've opened everything and she's like, have you opened everything? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, where is it? You can see her brain like, where is it? Anyway, one year she did it.
Wait, what do you mean one present? One from Santa?
Yeah, like so she forgets to like put, like she hides them all around the house. So then when she's pulling them all out, she forgets one pretty much.
But you do, yeah, but every family is different. So was yours that you got one gift from Santa?
No, I got all my gifts from Santa. What did you do?
Really? No.
No?
No.
What do you
I
have?
Don't think it should be all gifts from Santa either, because all kids get different stuff.
This is a really good debate, by the way.
I think stockings should be like maybe Santa, okay, or maybe... not all of our gifts were ever Santa. No, Santa wasn't a huge part in our... Well, obviously we believed in Santa, but if I think back, no, it definitely wasn't everything. I think it was maybe stockings.
Really?
If that, yeah. But I think because you got kids at school, like at school and things, I think I wouldn't say. I'd also want them to appreciate as well that like...
I bought them. You want the credit?
Well, not even that. Just appreciate that like it's... like the work that's gone into it to like get them the gift. Like if it's Santa, it's just like,
I know what you mean.
You know, very frivolous.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's a good
Santa
point.
Got
I've
you
never
a fucking Xbox and a PS5.
Yeah, like, my Santa was great, I must say.
Yeah, like that's insane. Like no presents like that were ever from Santa.
Really?
But I think that's important though, because I think in school, can you like, people that can't afford gifts and they I got this from Santa. There should be a thing where when you have kids, it's one rule.
Well, this is
that's
a,
what
this
it
is
should
what
be, and
say.
I'm like, okay, it's just stockings that are Santa, or it's just this, because otherwise, it doesn't
but that's
work.
The problem. Because then I guess if you go in and kids have got all their gifts from Santa, and then you're the one that your mum's decided it's the stocking, then you're kind of in that position as well. It's hard, isn't it?
Yes, no, I know it's difficult. Yeah. It should be one rule. I actually don't really remember, but I know for sure it wasn't all the gifts.
Really?
I think it was more the tradition of Santa, like coming down the chimney and eating the food that was there and whatever, rather than like the presents that you brought.
Yeah, got you. No, ours was all from Santa. And then mum would buy us a special gift and then dad would buy us a special gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was like the opposite.
Oh.
And mum always forgot a Santa gift somewhere. And so like there was one year it was actually snowing in Scotland. To be fair, it snows... especially when I was a kid, it snowed a lot at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I just remember seeing my dad outside in the snow trying to put footprints in the snow to pretend that he'd left the gift at the bottom of the garden. I'm being like, what is that? Footprints?
Oh my God.
There's just this little bag hanging from a tree at the back of the garden and I'm like having to go along with it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was cute. My mum and dad proper went to town, to be fair.
Yeah, see, mine, they did it for us. Mm. We had like, all of our Christmases have been fab, but we don't have like loads of traditions and things. Like I've always said, when I have kids, I want to introduce so much stuff.
Yeah, what do you think you'd do?
Like things on like Christmas Eve and stuff, or like the run up to Christmas.
That. Yeah,
like picking a Christmas tree or whatever, and like people do stuff on Christmas Eve, or like making certain things. Like one of my friends with her boyfriend's family, every year, is it mince pies they make or something? They go around to hers, and they all make them on the table, and like it's sausage rolls they
sausage
make.
Rolls.
I think so, and it's a Christmas. Is it a Christmas? I'm sure it is. I'm gonna have to check with her, but it's really cute anyway, and it's with her boyfriend's mum. And
I think that's cute. My mum does Christmas Eve boxes and she still does that. So it's like our pajamas for Christmas and they're usually matching, really cringe.
Oh no, that's cute. Yeah, no.
My dad's like, oh, do I have to?
Oh my God, your dad wears them as well.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's involved.
Wow.
Everyone is involved.
Wow.
No one escapes the Christmas pajamas.
No one escapes the Christmas spirit in the Richford household.
No, it's not. Honestly, Marina would have one.
See, ours changed now really, because my brother lives with his girlfriend.
Mm.
So like last year, to be fair, he didn't live at home. But he was living at home before that. But now he lives with her. I don't know what she's doing actually for Christmas. So she might be at home. I mean, we don't really have enough bedrooms for him to come and stay at home anyway. So
there's a lot of logistics going on in your head right now.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can't put her on the sofa on Christmas.
No, I don't think he'd mind, to be fair. He could sleep in the front room. Thing is, like I said, I don't think our family that asked. I am. I'd like us all to be together. No, we will be. We're doing like an adults-only Christmas Day because the little cousins and stuff are on their sides of the family. And then we're all coming together and we're going to like a hotel restaurant in Cheltenham.
Oh, nice.
A Hotel Divan. We've got like a room there. It's like a thing they do because there's a lot of us. And so you'd have like a meal and stuff. That'll be cute.
What for your Christmas dinner?
That's for Boxing Day.
Oh, Boxing
Day. So you don't have to have Christmas dinner. I don't think I think I'm having steak or something.
What?
I don't want another Christmas dinner.
No?
No.
Oh, so if you've got to have Christmas dinner,
No, I think I've got chicken liver pate, and then like maybe a steak or maybe one of the other things, and I can't remember for dessert.
Oh.
You can go traditional if you want, but sure, you've had that the day before, and you're eating out, so
oh,
it's
you're
a bit
talking
different.
About Boxing Day.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Christmas
Day. Oh,
don't
be silly.
I was like, why is she having steak on Christmas Day?
We'll be having we're going to my auntie and uncle's, and they are fantastic at hosting and food. specifically food.
By the way, I'm doing Christmas dinner this year.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, what's on your Christmas dinner plate? Go.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my god. So I just salmon. Oh, sorry. God, I know, I don't eat meat, obviously.
Cut. No, oh my god, you're a vegetarian.
Did you not know this?
Fuck, we're going for dinner after this. It's a steak restaurant. No, it's not.
But it's fine, I can eat fish. Oh, I eat fish.
I like sharing stuff though. Fine.
Oh, sorry, I'm really going to get in your, up in your grill.
Oh man, sorry. I forgot.
Didn't you know that?
I forgot, I actually fully forgot.
It's fine.
Sorry about that.
I actually like it when people forget. Here's why. Because I think there's nothing worse than someone that doesn't eat meat that makes it their personality.
Oh my God.
There is nothing
Robin, a vegetarian.
Worse.
Yeah, good point.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, hi, I'm Robin. I don't eat meat.
Good
No.
Salmon. Whatever else.
Salmon. Okay. No one judge me. Brussels sprouts.
But you're going to cook turkey for everyone else, yeah?
No, they don't do turkey in my house. They do braising steak.
What the fuck is going on, guys?
They don't like turkey in my house.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
To be fair, my dad would usually do like, this is actually so bad, right? So my dad would usually do like three meats. So he would do like a gammon, a turkey, and then he would do the braising steak. But I'm like, guys, I'm cooking, so you pick one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's so stressful.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking for me, obviously, my mum and dad, my partner, Kyle, well, that's my brother, and his partner. So there's seven of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And also, my dad's one of them. Like, you know, when you like are cutting an onion, he's like, that's not how you cut an onion. No. I know,
he needs to stay away from the kitchen. Him and his fucking matching pajamas need to stay in the lounge area.
Put Buddy the Elf in the living room.
You can lock him away.
Lock him away.
No, you don't need that when you're making food.
No.
So salmon, braising steak.
random. Roast potatoes, okay. Obviously. Mashed potatoes.
Hmm.
Really?
Interesting.
Is that weird?
It's not weird. Everybody's different. I'm not sure.
Everybody's different. That means it's
everybody
weird.
Makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. Anyway. Is that Miley Cyrus?
Oh my gosh, I don't actually know. That's really embarrassing. Why
everybody has
know?
Those days.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Oh,
no.
I did the wrong way around.
No, everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah,
everyone
has those
days.
It is something like that. It's like Hannah Montana or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
All the best of both worlds. Chilling, I'll take it slow. Then I'll rock out the show. Oh my God, I used to love her.
I used to love that.
I used to love her. Then she did a part in the USA and the best lyric is...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No! The Britney Spears one, no?
Oh. Hopped off the plane and at LAX. I like toe down, throw down because I learned all the moves. Got the hold down, throw down.
Oh my God, I don't know that one. How do I
not know
that
I can't one? Remember the rest of it.
I got the hold down.
I'll have to play it for you later. That's
is that
not
proper,
it.
Like, no?
No. It's like, it's a bit like the cha-cha side where it's got like the movements in the song.
Ah, okay. Get you like a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Kind of. Right, anyway, back to the
Christmas dinner.
Mash,
yeah.
Okay.
Don't judge. Roasted vegetables.
Okay.
So like carrots and parsnip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pigs in blanket.
Obs.
Oh, by the way, I do have a pig in blanket at Christmas. I know.
I'm Nobody absolute. Tell Peter.
Who's Peter?
P-E-T-A.
P-E-T... Who?
The charity for animals.
Oh!
I was like, who's a rabbit?
I was like, who's Peter?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no one tell them. It's a secret. Also, something else I do eat on Christmas Day is a square sausage. Have you heard of square sausage?
Is it literally in a square, like a flat? Is it like a, is it a Scottish thing?
Scottish thing, yeah. So good.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I'll have that on Christmas. Anyway, so yeah, pigs and blankets. How far did we get? Oh, puff pastry. That's to go with the braised steak, though.
This is seriously insane.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
A little bit.
Cabbage?
Okay.
That's normal, no?
Like red cabbage, like...
Yeah.
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 Okay.
What else? Oh, Yorkshire.
Yeah. Which is actually quite controversial, but I like it. Yeah. Because loads of people say that you wouldn't have that on like a Christmas dinner.
Really? Well, that's supposed to be like a roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so here's the thing. What's the difference between a roast and is there? It's just Brussels sprouts.
But I think there is something that Yorkshire goes better with, and is that with beef?
Oh.
Normally.
Oh, okay. Well, technically we've got beef.
I mean, exactly. I love, why not put Yorkshire pudding? Hello, it's a vessel for the gravy.
It's a vessel for
Hello.
The gravy. Everyone needs a vessel for their gravy.
They do.
They absolutely do. I love it. You know, the big, huge ones.
I never have them.
Don't you?
No, I think I like the smaller ones.
No.
Because it goes soggy and stuff otherwise.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a bit much.
No,
do
I
you
love
like
that.
Yorkshire pudding wraps and stuff like Christmas markets?
Do you know what? I have seen some of them and I mean, they look insane.
I mean, some people do say they're amazing. I'm just not that enthralled. What else? Do you have cauliflower cheese?
I do for me, but my family don't love it. So I'm like,
God,
am I
love it.
I love it.
Yeah. With cauliflower cheese mixed with gravy is phenomenal.
What? I've never tried that.
No, it just hits it on the plate, doesn't it?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
No. Like, you know, on your plate. Okay, fair enough. I think some of that's fine.
Foodie Soph's coming out. Soph Big Eats.
Yeah, so Big Eats. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's similar. We don't have mash.
I love that she's just telling us what she doesn't have. Basically, she's judging my Christmas dinner right here.
Yeah, but I think that's fair enough. The woman started with salmon. And then braising steak.
Should I make it even worse? Salmon and then I just have normal gravy. I know.
Like meat gravy.
Yeah.
I think
I am the worst person that doesn't eat meat. That's why I don't even call myself a vegetarian. Because I just I don't count.
Just look, every little helps.
You know what? I just don't really fancy it. Like, I want to say, right, so I want to sit there and I want to say, I'm doing it for the animals. And I want to say, I'm doing it for the environment. Oh. But I'm just not.
Oh, Robin.
I'm just doing it because I just went off it one day. I was like, I don't like that anymore.
That's terrible. You should be doing it for the animals.
Sorry.
And the environment.
Listen, the animals are still getting saved from
it. True. Apart from on Christmas Day and they're getting slaughtered.
Don't, warm blood. You're going to put me off my pegs and blankets and I'm not going to be happy about it. I don't want to talk about it.
My best friend has to make sure there's enough pigs and blankets in the house. Shout out to my other best friend, Sophie. I talk about her a lot, but she never gets named. But she has to have loads of, has to make sure, oversee the amount of pigs and blankets to make
sure
there's
enough. Like, how many's enough?
Like, she likes a lot.
Like 50?
Maybe five each.
Oh, yeah.
Of the mini ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she just needs to make sure there's enough.
Yeah, there's
which
enough.
Which is fair enough.
No one's going to have two,
are they? I think that's probably one of my worst fear is not having enough of something that I really like.
Mm.
Pigs and blankets, that is one of the best bits.
Yeah, actually, yeah. See, that's why I just won't give them up. The roasties.
I do love cauliflower cheese.
Mm-hmm. So what have you got in your Christmas dinner that I don't have? Turkey.
Yeah, turkey and then another meat. We usually do beef.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Probably, yeah, Yorkshire's red cabbage, roasted carrots or parsnips, roast potatoes, collie cheese.
She said collie cheese four times now.
Okay, we're just making sure. Brussels sprouts win. I don't like them, so I don't know.
Don't
maybe
you?
My auntie and uncle will do them. I went for a roast at theirs recently and then pulled some Brussels sprouts out. I was like,
what, in September?
Yeah, just a normal roast we had recently.
Oh.
But it was very good, so I am excited for Christmas dinner.
And I'm really nervous.
They'll pre-order all the food and everything. They're so organised. It will be, we will come, all the vol-au-vents will be on plates. They're fucking amazing.
The what?
You know, like the little
the vol-au-vents.
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 That's like your little
vol-au-vents.
Bits.
Vol-au-vents.
Vol-au-vents.
Never heard of that.
What?
Never heard of a vol-au-vent.
That's like all your little bits. Like they go to M&S or I think they still shop them, but
you mean
other
like
shops
the little,
are available.
You mean the little picky bits?
Yeah, but like it'll be all ready and everything.
Vol-au-vents.
Yeah. So well, posh. You Google it after.
That's so posh. Vol-au-vents. Pass me a volleyball. Pass me a volleyball.
A volleyball.
A volleyball. 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 Anyway, on that note. We've just spent the whole time talking about Christmas dinner. That wasn't the plan.
I think that's really important. It's important people hear the absolute carnage that goes on at Robin's dinner table.
Oh, I'm scared.
That's it. And that's the episode. I'd like to just edit that part.
Literally, just get rid of everything else.
Yeah.
Just slaughter my Christmas
dinner.
Salmon,
braising steak.
She really can't get over the salmon.
I mean, no, the salmon sounds lovely. It's just funny because it's like, you know.
No, I know. I do get that. My dad always tries to like, get something fancy and he's like, what about nut roast? And I'm like, I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh gosh.
I know, they want to
nut roast sounds not very good anyway.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Not ideal. Anyway, on that note, should we piss off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, honestly. We just want to say a massive Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas dinner with lots of salmon.
Woo! Woo!
And of course, thanks again for listening to Loose Lips with me. I forgot my name. Robin Richford. By the way, we need to stop with these pina coladas.
She's not even finished it.
I know, but it's hitting me. I don't think I've eaten enough.
Oh, God. Here we go, guys.
Here we go, guys.
Strap in. Yeah, thanks a lot. Please come back in the new year to listen to us. We'd really appreciate it. And we also have our other episode, which is that extra lippy episode. And you can send in your dilemmas, stories, anything really. And we'll talk about it and give you some advice.
Yeah, and I'm excited for the advice we're about to give on our next extra lippy.
And the next one. Goodness gracious. But yeah, get in touch, send it over. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a wonderful Christmas. And don't forget to give us a little Christmas present by following, subscribing, and reviewing.
Yeah.
Honestly, it does really help us. I know we're having a laugh, but it actually really, really, really helps us. And we love making these for you. So we really hope that you are able to do that for us. We would love you forever. And anyway, we're going to go and we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.